Okay, everybody, here we go. It is me, Greg Manorino, Friday, August 25th, 2023. Yeah, 25th. I'm losing my mind. All right, people, look, let's talk. Lots going on here. On the economic front, let's start off with that. So durable goods orders here in the United States literally nosedived, fell off of a cliff here. As a matter of fact, we haven't seen this kind of a move with durable goods orders since the scamdemic. Clearly, the economy here and the economy around the world is in very, very bad shape, and this will accelerate here moving forward. We're seeing so many dynamics here coming together at the same time, pointing towards, unfortunately, a very not nice future. Not too far off. I mean, right now, people are suffering on a grand scale. Homelessness around the world is skyrocketing. The average person can't get by anymore. People living paycheck to paycheck. Inflation surging out of control. Energy costs. Are you watching crude oil? Crude oil this morning hit $80 a barrel. You and I have been watching crude oil. It looks like it's possible that we did bottom out. We're going to go higher here. We'll see where that goes. But again, what does this mean? Is it all lovely and beautiful that we're watching crude oil get bid higher? No, because all of us are going to start paying a lot more for things. Now, let's touch on a few other important things that yesterday I explained to you, or we spoke about how these oil-rich nations are now making alliances with the BRICS nations. Okay. A lot of you seem to be downplaying the significance of this. I did read through the comments. Do you understand that the US dollar is the world reserve currency because of one reason? That is the petrodollar. The United States has guaranteed to protect the oil of OPEC nations. And why would they do that? Well, so the petrodollar would exist. The petrodollar, because of the assurance to OPEC nations or oil-rich nations that the U.S. military would protect that oil. They have priced their oil in dollars. Okay, if that goes away, the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency goes away. And instead of the United States exporting its inflation to the rest of the world, you haven't seen anything yet with regard to inflation. The way of life that you've come to know here in the United States, which is quickly evaporating anyway, unless of course you're in the upper echelon of society, is going to change, and I mean change very, very rapidly. You have to look at the global stage. I am a macro guy, all right? I do focus on the small things too, but for the most part, it's the macro picture that I kind of focus on. The fact that these oil-rich nations are now joining the BRICS is a direct threat to the petrodollar system and the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. This should be very, very obvious. And what is this going to lead to? Suffering, pain, death, and war. And more than likely a black swan event or some outlying thing. Who knows what they're going to do to us, but they have a lot more in store for us. Again, as we go from crisis to crisis to crisis to crisis. That's how we function these days. Can't have anything normal anymore. So look, no secret that this stock market is not happy. It has not been happy since the MMRI, Manorino Market Risk Indicator, free to you, free to everybody, link below in the description of this video, crossed 250. And pressure on this market seems to be increasing, especially after yesterday's sell-off. Now, right now, stock trading doesn't start for a while. It is 7:49 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Stock futures are higher right now, nothing major. This could obviously change, but that's, I mean, you know, you would expect to see, I guess, a little bit of a bounce after the pressure we've seen on this market as of late, as risk in this market continues to rise to a very, very dangerous level. And then, of course, you got these alliances with regard to the BRICS nations. This is a big problem. This is a big, big problem moving forward here. Now, I want to talk about something else. You and I have known for over a year now that the banks are in trouble. Now, this is getting mainstream media coverage, which means nobody knows until everybody knows. So what's happening here, and I've been telling you to do this, I've been saying, I mean, look, make up your own mind, obviously, but massive capital outflows or cash is leaving the major banks, okay, period. Loan defaults are skyrocketing, which means there's more pressure on the banking sector. The banking sector, the financial system, is teetering right now, and you're going to pay for it. Understand, you, just like last time, and the time before that, and the time before that, are going to pay for it all. But protect yourself here. Get your cash out. Keep only what you need in these institutions. The rest, stuff it under your mattress. Hide it somewhere. You shouldn't keep these things, your cash in an institution anyway, because you're not earning interest even enough to keep up with the rate of inflation they're telling you that we have. Forget about the real rate of inflation. You understand? You got to look out for yourself and, of course, your community, the family, your family, people you care about. But you have to really understand how dire things actually are. And I think people here are not getting it. Even those, some of you that have been with me for a really long time, again, I was reading through the comments. I don't think you're understanding how bad things actually are and are going to be. They are not getting better here, period. Going back to the market, stock futures higher, as I said, at least as I am doing this, not much. Cryptocurrencies catching a bid this morning. Gold and silver at the flat line. Crude oil, I already told you, getting bid up. Probably going much, much higher in the short run, which means you're going to pay more for everything. The dollar on a relative strength basis, slightly in the green this morning, despite this whole thing. Yesterday was amazing. If you watched the knee-jerk reaction into the dollar as stocks sold off, that's fear. That is a clear fear trade. Now, today, we're going to hear from the supreme it of supreme its. I'm talking about Jay Powell, freaking disgusting, vomitous thing that he is, okay, at this Jackson Hole symposium meeting. Oh, meeting of the minds. It's fantastic. These are the people that run the world, okay? And you're going to hear from it today. And let's see what it does to the market. I don't know. Market could gain. Market could lose. I have no idea. But all we do know here, I want you to focus on what I'm about to tell you. Central banks are going to continue to pressure the middle class and increase the pressure on the middle class moving forward. It's not going to stop. So if you're looking for some kind of a saving grace, some kind of utopian moment, it ain't happening, people. So just get used to it. But think about what this means for you. If you understand, at least you should at this point if you follow this blog, that we are in an environment unlike anything we've ever seen in the history of the world. A financial system teetering on the edge. A financial system that is so dependent on the relentless acquisition of debt in perpetuity, it can't function any other way, which means more inflation is coming, more dilution or more purchasing power getting sucked out of every single central bank currency here. This is why this whole thing is going on here with the BRICS, okay? I think you all know that here. The world is sick of this system, and it seems like it's going to change. And this transition is not going to be very pleasant for you, especially if you live in the United States or in Europe especially. These two places are going to suffer the most. Honestly, and they're going to bring us to war again, as they always do. And unfortunately, many, many, many people are going to suffer on a biblical level moving forward. But I want you to think about the things. Think about these things. Don't just sit here, listen to this video blog, and don't take action. You must act. You must say, okay, what do I need to do? Make up your own mind. Everyone has a unique situation here. So what do you need to do for yourself, for your family, to get yourself in the right spots now? Number one, get your cash out of these institutions. Again, these institutions are in a lot of trouble. And it's not getting any airplay on the mainstream financial channels. They can't let you know that because everyone would run out at the same time and pull their cash out of these institutions. They are fearing. Bank runs are happening. However, it would be to a much greater degree. The smart people right now are taking their cash out of these institutions, period. When you put your cash in a bank, okay, you pretty much lose all your rights to it. They own it at that point. You don't even own the cash you work for anyway. You know that. It's owned by the issuing central bank, owed back to the issuing central bank, plus cash, plus interest that they create out of nothing. You work for the right or the privilege to borrow that cash from the Federal Reserve. That's what you do every day. Do you realize that? That's exactly a fact. Anyway, people, look, to summarize here, the financial system is in dire shape. The world economy is in dire shape. You must take action. You must take action now to get yourself in the right spots. Ponder the things that we speak about here every day, especially like in this video here with the Gulf, these Gulf nations over here making new alliances here. This whole thing is going to change. It's going to change. So just be ready for it. All right. People, I love all of you from the heart. Please share the video. Get it out there. Thumbs up are so important. I will see you later live, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for my live stream. Have some questions ready for me, and I'm out of here.